Item 12, Robert Irby.
So, Mr. Robert Irby is also requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a previously unauthorized concrete rubble that was placed along his property shoreline to be used as base material for a proposed 365 linear foot riprap revetment situated along the James River at 1519 Rustling Cedar Lane in Henrico County. This project requires both a wetlands permit and a subaqueous permit, and the project is also protested by nearby property owners. Mr. Irby's property is located on the James River in Tidal Fresh Reach. It's about 4 miles upriver from the 295 bridge over the James in the Varina region of Henrico County. This is a zoomed out shot of the shoreline. Mr. Irby's shoreline is right here in this tree section. Zooming in, this is the area in question. The property has about 388 feet of shoreline. It's characterized by a short eroding bank. The erosion is primarily from stormwater runoff and periodic barge and boat traffic up the James River. In December of 2011, Mr. Irby placed unauthorized concrete rubble along his shoreline for erosion control. No permits were issued for this activity, and staff was alerted to it in about mid-December of 2011. We held an on-site meeting with various agencies and Mr. Irby to discuss the activity. And staff worked with Mr. Irby to try to resolve the violation over time and met with him a few times on site. On August 28th of 2012, Mr. Irby came before the commission for the violation because he had failed to remedy it. The previous evaluation is in the book that you guys have. Just to go through, some of you may remember this. This is the concrete that was placed along Mr. Irby's shoreline. These were taken at the site visit in December of 2011. This is a good snapshot of the bank that shows it's got a treed shoreline sort of cutting, eroding. You can see trees down in the river. I'm sure there is an erosion issue. At the August commission hearing, the commission gave Mr. Irby 60 days to either remove the concrete rubble or to submit a joint permit application. Between August of 2012 and December of 2012, staff corresponded with Mr. Irby multiple times for him to take action on his unresolved violation. On December 3rd of 2012, Mr. Irby submitted his after-the-fact request. However, it was incomplete. So on December 17th, staff sent Mr. Irby a request for additional information and even offered to make a site visit to help him answer the request that staff had for additional information. This was both mailed to him and emailed to him. Between December 17th of 2012 and June of 2013, staff followed up with Mr. Irby multiple times via phone, letters, and emails to get the additional information that we had requested. In June, Mr. Irby contacted staff to inquire about the status of his application. At that time, staff advised Mr. Irby that we were still pending additional information and coordinated a site visit for July 9th to assist Mr. Irby in obtaining the information that we had requested. This was part of the JPA submission. This is the plan view that shows the existing material along the shoreline. And this is the proposal he has to resolve the violation, which would include using the unauthorized rubble as a base material and filling in and constructing a revetment over top of that. And then in the unarmored sections, he would put in a properly designed revetment. This is a general plan view that would show the existing concrete and then the larger proposed riprap revetment. And then this is the cross-section that was also submitted. Again, in the currently armored sections where the unauthorized material exists, Mr. Irby proposes to install bedding stone over the existing rubble, place filter cloth over top of that, and then construct the revetment over top of all of that. In the unarmored stretches of the shoreline, Mr. Irby proposes to fill those in with the bedding stone to a proper grade, and this is opposed to actually grading the bank. Mr. Irby took some issue with that because he didn't want to lose any more trees, so he's proposing to fill those sections in and then build the revetment over top of that. Mr. Irby's proposed revetment will impact tidal wetlands and subaqueous bottom. We received two letters from nearby property owners that expressed discontent with Mr. Irby's unauthorized activity. The first letter came in from Ms. Jocelyn Senn, and that actually came in on October 18th of 2012. This was before the after-the-fact JPA was submitted. And in Ms. Senn's letter, she implores the commission to take action to remedy Mr. Irby's unauthorized activity and to fairly enforce the current regulations and hold all citizens to the same standard. And she referenced when she had to get a permit for her riprap abatement. As a response to the public interest review to the after-the-fact request, Mr. Irby's upriver neighbor, Dr. Stanley Benedict, submitted a letter, and in it he wrote that he supported the sentiments that were expressed in Ms. Senn's letter and urged the commission to uphold the requirement that Mr. Irby's riverfront property be cleaned and properly maintained. Neither letter specifically objected to Mr. Irby's current proposal. Since San Marco County has not adopted the wetlands ordinance, a public hearing was held by VMRC on November 14th to consider the wetland impacts. None of the protestants showed up at the wetlands hearing, although Mr. Irby did bring up some issues. At the public hearing, he provided photographs of Dr. Benedict's property that showed existing broken concrete. He also provided photographs of Mrs. Senn's upland property and a copy of an excerpt taken from a verbatim transcript of a 2008 Henrico County Board of Zoning Appeals hearing where Ms. Senn spoke in opposition to another project of Mr. Irby's. And I think the point of that was to show that Ms. Senn tends to object to Mr. Irby's proposals. And as a note, staff did follow up on Dr. Benedict's shoreline with the existing broken concrete. We contacted VIMS, and they were able to show that in 1920 there was a old groin field that existed along the stretch of the river. And while it's hard to tell exactly what the material was made out of, we worked with Dr. Hardaway. He concluded that broken concrete is probably a relic of the old groin field. The Department of Conservation and Recreation provided comments, and they said given the scope and the location of the project, they don't anticipate any adverse impacts on natural heritage resources in the area. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science also provided comments, and they advised that a revetment is not an inappropriate structure for the shoreline, and that the construction methods require filter cloth underneath the existing material and to use appropriately sized riprap. And if the rubble is to be used as armor stone, the material should be no greater than 3 times the width of the largest width of the stone. It be of appropriate weight, and all exposed rebar must be flush and all asphalt material removed. So Mr. Irby's unauthorized concrete rubble is a violation of both Chapter 12 and Chapter 13 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia. As a resolution to this violation, Mr. Irby requests after-the-fact authorization to retain the rubble material as core material for a longer stone riprap revetment. Staff would prefer Mr. Irby use approved construction methods and remove the unauthorized material, grade the bank, place filter cloth, and then construct a revetment using the rubble as core material. Mr. Irby, however, has expressed concern over losing additional trees along the shoreline associated with any bank grading and creating a greater disturbance to the shoreline by removing the concrete rubble. Given these concerns, staff can support Mr. Irby's proposal to build over top the existing material. Since the revetment is a proposed resolution to an outstanding violation, staff feels that Mr. Irby should be given 180 days from permit issuance to complete the section of revetment over top of the existing material. Staff has worked with Mr. Irby for over 2 years on this violation and feels that a time limit to finish construction on the existing violation is prudent. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A and 28.2-1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the Commission approve Mr. Irby's request with a permit condition stipulating a 180-day limit for completion of the sections of the revetment incorporating the unauthorized material. Staff also recommends a civil charge in the amount of $1,000 for a minimal degree of impact and a minor degree of deviation or noncompliance. And Mr. Irby is here, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Juliet? Seeing none, thank you. Mr. Irby.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Please state your name.
Robert Irby.
Anything to say?
I have a lot to say, but I just want to protect my property. I went to the county of Henrico not knowing I had to do deal with anybody else. Asked them if I could put it in there. They said as long as I stayed within 2,500 square feet. So I had no idea that I was doing anything wrong. I'm trying to protect my property and protect the river. And I've owned this property since 1992 and have lost, at least 15 trees. And these are mature trees, as you can see, and at least 25 feet of property. That property right there is all topsoil from the river flooding over millions of years. There's a, I don't know if she showed it or not, but there's farmland back behind me. It has 6 feet of topsoil in it. I've had it tested, and she's well aware of that too. But the point is, every time a kayak comes by there, you can watch mud coming off of the bank. And just she says they agree with everything now, but it took me quite some time to get them to agree to doing it the way I want to, which is bringing the grade up by putting concrete in there versus grading the bank back. If I were to do it that way, every one of those green dots on there are mature trees that I would lose. Not to mention, it would cost a fortune to cut down and remove all those trees. Nobody will probably believe this, but I'm a direct descendant of Pocahontas and John Rolfe. Nobody in this world loves that river more than I do. I'm just trying to protect it.
All right.
And if I'm not allowed to, there's a whole lot of neighbors, including one of the complainants, that's got the same concrete riprap protecting their property.
You're aware of the staff recommendation, correct?
Yes, sir.
The 180-day completion date, you're okay with that?
Well,
comment on
this is the next issue. I don't have a problem with the recommendation at all. But I've got a child that's been in a vegetative state for 29 years now. We lost our insurance. If I have to pay $1,000 to do that for a fine for something that I did not do purposefully or to break any laws, I'm not going to be able to even do what they're asking me to do, much less protect any of the rest of my property. They've been very good to work with. I ended up having to get Mike Van Landingham from Seas to agree with me and do these drawings as far as using the broken up concrete, which I can get for free. That's the only way I could even protect what I've got now. But if you were to look at the drawings that they took 2 years ago, or the pictures from 2 years ago, and then go out there today, you'll see the only part that is not eroding is where I put concrete. There's no asphalt in it, and there's no rebar in it. I placed each one of these pieces of concrete in there by hand, myself, except for those huge pieces that they put in there the first time, which I told them not to bring any more of that back.
Any questions for Mr. Irby?
Mr. Irby, it seems in some of the information here that staff tried to contact you a number of times by email and telephone. What was the reason, for not getting back to them?
Well, as she knows, I didn't have a computer. So if my computer went down and I couldn't get emails, nobody ever called. Not after the initial visit out there, and nobody ever called me. I'm the one that checked up to see what was holding up the application. I had no idea that they needed anything else, and the only thing else they needed was this. which I was able to finally complete last night because I had to go out and buy a new computer.
Any other questions? Seeing none, anyone else here to speak to this project, for or against? Okay, thank you.
Thank
matter
you.
Is before the commission.
Nobody else speaking. I move we accept the staff's recommendation and reduce the $1,000 to $100.
You have a motion to approve the staff recommendation with a civil charge of $100. Is there a second for that motion?
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Irby.
Thank you very much.